I'm going to call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for March 24th, 2020 at 7 p.m. I just want to remind the council members to please speak closely and loudly into your mic since we are doing Facebook Live and the conference calling. Mr. Dominique, can you lead us in the pledge?
Sure.
Please stand.
Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fletcher. Councilmember Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Vice Mayor Dominique.
Here.
Mayor Moore.
Here. Okay, moving on to item four, ceremonial matters, proclamations, recognitions, and awards. 4A, reading of a proclamation declaring the month of April as Child Abuse Prevention, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and Denim Day, California. City of Willow's proclamation declaring the month of April as Child Abuse Prevention, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and Denim Day, California. April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. This proclamation calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in this community. The goal of SAM is to raise public awareness about sexual violence and educate communities on how to prevent it. Rape, sexual harassment, and other forms of sexual violence harm our community, and statistics show 1 in 5 women and 1 in 67 men will be raped at some point in their lives. Child sexual abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 3 girls will experience sexual assault before the age of 18. On campuses, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men are sexually assaulted during their time in college. The theme of this year's SAM campaign is I Ask. The campaign informs individuals on how they can use their words to stop sexual violence before it happens by promoting safety, respect, and equality. Our words shape the world around us. Whether you speak out against locker room talk or help someone better understand these issues, your voice is powerful and necessary in this conversation. Individuals can embrace their voices to show their support for survivors, stand up to victim blaming, shut down rape jokes, correct harmful misconceptions, promote everyday consent, and practice healthy communication with kids. I join sexual assault advocates and communities across the country in taking action to prevent sexual violence. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and each day of the year is an opportunity to create change for the future. Now, therefore, I, Carrie Warren, Mayor, City of Willows, join the Rape Crisis Intervention and Prevention Sexual Assault Advocates and communities across the country in taking action to prevent sexual violence. Along with the United States government and the state of California, I do hereby proclaim April 2020 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month and April 29th, 2020 as Denim Day in California. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause the seal of the City of Willows be affixed hereto this 24th day of April 2020. 4B will be reading of a proclamation declaring March 29th as Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. City of Willows proclamation, whereas the United States of America Vietnam War commemoration gives us the opportunity for all Americans to recognize, honor, and thank our Vietnam veterans and their families for their service and sacrifices during the Vietnam War from November 1st, 1955 to May 15th, 1975. And whereas more than 9,000 organizations across America have joined with the Department of Defense as commemorative partners to honor our nation's Vietnam veterans, including the Jake Bennett chapter of the New Mexico State Organization National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And whereas this commemoration includes the 9 million Americans, approximately 7 million living today, who served in the United States Armed Forces during this period, and makes no distinction between those who served in country, in theater, or were stationed elsewhere during those 20 years because all of them answered the call of duty. And whereas Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert A. McDonald has designated March 29th, the Vietnam 50th anniversary, as a day to honor those who have borne the battle, and to extend gratitude and appreciation to them and their families. Now therefore, I, Carrie Warren, Mayor of Willows, California, do hereby proclaim March 29th as Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day and encourage our city's citizens to recognize and appreciate the service and sacrifices made by Vietnam veterans and their family. In witness whereof, I hereunto set my hand and cause this official seal of the City of Willows to be affixed this 24th day of March 2020. That was a mouthful. Okay, moving on to five, public comment, 5A. Pursuant to N-25-20 issued by Governor Gavin Newsom, this city council meeting will be closed to the public to prevent transmission of the COVID-19 virus. Members of the public may attend the meeting telephonically by following the instructions below. Members of the public wishing to address council on any items on the agenda may do so at this time by stating your name and address. Then please wait until you are recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. No formal action will be taken unless the matter is placed on a future agenda. Each caller will be limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Peabody, I think you want to add to that?
Yes, and it just, as a reminder, we are Facebook Live this evening, and then as far as the conference line goes, we will just to make sure everybody understands that we will ask the question, and as your public comment is, we'll take comments from the conference line, and then at the end of the items as well, Mayor.
Thank you. And I don't believe...
There, as of right now, I called in just so we can knock the noise down, but I do not believe anybody else has joined the call.
Okay. So, since we don't have any public comment, we will move on to six... Item six, the consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the Council A, approval of general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers 50038-50074, Z10634-Z10663 and 38557-38575. 6B, approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on February 11, 2020. And 6C, approval of minutes of the City Council special town hall meeting sewer rate adjustment held on March 9, 2020. And 6D, approval of minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on March 10, 2020. Any discussion, gentlemen? Changes?
Mayor Hansen,
he's a legend.
I do have a change to the February 11th minutes on the public comment. I had put a comment under the consent agenda item C. It just needs to be moved up.
Okay, thank you. That's the only change?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with those changes, what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, move to approve the consent agenda as amended.
I have a motion by Councilman Hansen. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
The second from Vice Mayor Domenichini. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. So, moving on to item 7, regular business agenda items requiring council action. 7A, adopt a resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Respecting the Retirement of Jake Hudson. Mr. Salisbury.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the council. What's before you this evening is the culmination of, unfortunately, a work-related illness for Jake Hudson, one of our firefighter engineers. Jake contracted this illness back, or was diagnosed with this illness back in March of 2019. It was deemed to be industrial related, and so at this point, he's gone through the qualified medical examining process, declared permanent and stationary with significant work restrictions. We did go through the interactive process with Jake. We appreciate the efforts on behalf of our city attorney to help us with conducting that interactive process, and I've come to the conclusion that Jake can no longer continue in the full service as a firefighter engineer, and there are not currently alternative work positions available for Jake under his restrictions. So with that, the most streamlined process for Jake to enter the industrial disability retirement process is through this resolution process and application. This saves Jake the a lot of time and effort and red tape in terms of having to go through the process himself, being declared disabled retired. And so with that, we have placed at the dais this evening a revised resolution. Councilman Hanson is pointing out that we did not have his actual position, firefighter engineer, listed properly each time. The other thing we have done is we originally had noted March 31st here. We're not going to be able to complete the process and get Jake onto the retirement roll by March 31. So we're declaring his last day of service to be April 12th. And with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Council, questions, comments?
Yeah, Madam Mayor, just a comment. First of all, thank you, Mr. Salisbury, for that, taking care of that. I'd just like to publicly commend firefighter engineer Jake Hudson for his hard work, dedication, and professionalism to the City of Willows and to the Willows Fire Department. And also just a reminder to my colleagues here in the council that Engineer Hudson, prior to becoming a city employee as a city engineer, was a longtime captain in the Willows role, in the Willows Fire Organization as well. So Jake did a great job. He's a good man, and this is definitely the right thing to do, and I wish him well in his future endeavors. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Gary. Mr. Mello?
Yes, I had no clue what industrial disability retirement was. I had to look it up, and the question I have is turnaround time from the time it's submitted from the by the City of Willows to the time it gets to CalPERS and back.
Remains unknown.
Unknown?
It is subject to approval by the board of CalPERS.
Correct. So we could be wait a year, up to a year?
No. This is something that, no, we're talking about weeks at this
weeks,
point.
Okay.
Not likely because the QME, the state-appointed qualified medical examiner, found that Jake was unable to return to work as a firefighter at any time. So given that evidence before CalPERS, it should move fairly quickly.
Okay, thank you.
That's all, yeah. Thank you. Mr. Manningay?
No, they covered it. Thank you.
I just want to thank Mr. Hudson for his service to the city, and we wish him well. So if we have nothing else, what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move that the resolution titled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Respecting the Retirement of Jake Hudson be adopted.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Hanson. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Mello. roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor
Minigate?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Okay. That resolution is passed. So moving on to 7B, by motion, approve the request for proposal for comprehensive professional planning services and direct staff to proceed according to the timeline. Mr. Peabody.
Mayor Warren, would like to thank you very much for this. This item is actually in regards to our engineering, and we would also like to expand into building plan, fire plan review, and on-call building inspection services. Sorry, there was a typo on this item, so this is actually for our engineering services. Currently, we are in the fourth extension of the contract with Mr. John Wanger and Coastland Services. We've been with them for 12 years. They've done an outstanding job for the city, but I believe that it is our best interest to go back out to bid this and move forward with it from there. So what attached is the RFP along with all of the specs and qualifications and a timeline that we will follow. And at the end of this, if you so choose, the recommendation would be by motion approve the request for proposal for comprehensive professional engineering, building plan review, fire plan review, and on-call building inspection, and direct staff according to the timeline, please.
Thank you. Discussion, questions? Gary?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. No, this is just good business to go out for the RFP. And as Chief Peabody pointed out, John Wanger has done an extraordinary job for the City of Willows as our contract engineer. We're very fortunate to have had his services over the past many years. But it's the right thing to do. Just good business going out for the RFP, so I believe we should move forward. And a good job on the specs. There's quite a bit to it. So that's all I had, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mellon, do you have anything?
I have nothing.
Mr. Minigay?
Two things. Under on the RFP, under the title for number 8, Insurance Requirements and Indemnification, there's a typo in there. And then above that in Section 7 under Timeline, you have City Council award a contract for May 12th. But elsewhere you refer to us approving the contract on May 24th meeting. So.
It would be May 12th.
Okay. That's all.
Okay.
So, I can wait till he dials back in.
So we'll have to make those corrections.
Who selected the playlist?
I know, right?
Sorry.
That's okay. So any other questions or comments?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
What is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move to approve the request for proposal for comprehensive professional planning services and direct staff to proceed according to the timeline.
We have a motion by Councilman Mellon. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second from Vice Mayor Domenichini. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Moving on to 7C. Review and accept the annual housing element progress report and direct staff to forward the governor's office of planning and research and the state of Department of Housing and Community Development as required by Government Code Section 65400. Mr. Peabody.
Mayor Warren and members of the council, thank you. Once again, this is an annual report that has to go before the Planning Commission, which was last Wednesday on the 18th, which they had no amendments to the report and recommended coming up to City Council for approval. This report has been put together by Karen Mantelli, our planner, and it basically states all of our accomplishments and timeframes that we have moving forward. We are, as far as the housing element goes, we are looking into RFP process for that as well to look into, because we have to get that done by the 21. But attached is the report, and we can try to answer any questions that you may have on it.
Mr. Domenichini, do you want to start?
I have no questions, Madam Mayor.
Okay.
No questions.
Gary?
No questions.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I have no questions either. So do we need to make a motion to accept?
Yes.
That, okay.
And direct staff to send it to the state houses.
Madam Mayor, I move we accept the annual housing element progress report and direct staff to forward to the Governor's Office of Planning and Research and the State Department of Housing and Community Development as required by government code.
Okay, we have a motion by Vice Mayor Domenichini. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Hansen. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. 7D, discussion and possible adoption of a resolution entitled a resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows proclaiming a local health emergency within the City of Willows. Mr. Peabody.
As we have found in this emergency state that we are in, there is nowhere within our Muni Code or any of our bylaws that state that we have the health officer for the county is able to speak for us. They do, however, under the item of emergency, they can, but this is to close the loop on this. So that is before you tonight is
your one-off.
Are we talking the proclamation?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. We will talk about the proclamation at this time. So due to the COVID-19, we are in a state of emergency, and we would like to proclaim that there is an emergency within the city of Willows. And before you is the form that would allow us to declare the emergency and have further advantages of any federal or state emergency funding that would come down the line at a later point.
Thank you. Mr. Hansen?
Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor. No questions. My only comment is this is just something we need to do tonight. That's all. Basically routine business in the when a local emergency has been enacted. So that's all I have, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Mello?
No questions.
Mr. Minigay?
No questions.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Gary. It's just what we have to do. So what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move that the resolution titled a resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows proclaiming a local health emergency within the City of Willows be adopted.
I have a motion by Councilman Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Councilman Mello. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Minigay?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Okay, resolution passes. Moving on to 7E, discussion and possible adoption of a resolution entitled a resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows consenting to the Glenn County Health Officers Enforcement of Public Health Status Statutes, Orders, and Quarantine Regulations within the City of Willows. Mr. Peabody.
Well, as we stated a little minute ago, the city is required by statute to appoint a health officer unless other arrangements have been made by the Health and Safety Code. One of those arrangements is to authorize the county to exercise their public health function within the city. They have been doing that in the past, but however, this is just to close that loop. We will have to come back at a later point as an ordinance, but for now, this will work to get us into this category. Our attorney has talked with also the county attorney's office, and this is an acceptable form if we so choose.
Thank you. Questions or comments, gentlemen?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Nothing.
Just a necessary piece of a solution.
Yeah. Okay, what's the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move to adopt a resolution entitled a resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows consenting to the Glenn County Health Officers Enforcement of Public Health Statutes, Orders, and Quarantine Regulations within the City of Willows.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Mello. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Vice Mayor Domenichini. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Hinton?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Domenichini?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Resolution passes. 7F, presentation and discussion of questions pertaining to the city's pay policies during the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Hunt.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Given this emergency and given the questions that arise with the continuation of emergency services within the City of Willows, we have done a lot of research about what services are essential, what services are critical, which ones must be continued, which ones may not be continued. The city has taken action in a number of areas already. That leads to a number of potential circumstances that are not covered in the personnel rules with regard to pay under an emergency situation such as you have just declared. So for example, if an employee is ill, seeking diagnosis or receiving treatment, what do we do with them? Is it standard sick leave? If the employee has a family that is infected by COVID-19 and requires care, what do we do with the employee and the employee's pay? If the employee has been ordered quarantined and can't leave home, even though they may not be currently infected, what do we do with pay for those employees? What do we do with those under state or federal guidelines, again, not infected, that may be required to self-quarantine? Again, a different category. What do we do with those that are ordered to shelter in place, which is not a quarantine, it's a different level of some sort. What do we do with those non-essential employees that the city directs to stay home and not come to work? Do they have to use sick leave? Do they use vacation? Or do they not get paid? What if the employee is required to be at home to care for children who are, would otherwise have been in a school that's now closed? What about that employee? Or what about the employee who just says, I'm really uncomfortable with this whole situation and I'm going to stay home from work. I do not want to be out around people. What about that employee? Do they get paid or do they not? So all of those people have various issues. They're all different circumstances. And the purpose of this item before you tonight is really to open discussion. On March 18th, President Trump signed legislation that gives all employees 2 weeks of paid leave that would cover, I believe, the first three items above. The employee is ill, the employee has a family member who's ill, or the employee has been quarantined. It also includes item number 7, where the family member is required to care for children that are out of school. The federal legislation may, and I repeat, may also cover number 5 above, and number 5 is a shelter-in-place order, which all Californians are now under. And it may cover number 7 as well, required to care for children. It may also cover number 4, the self-quarantine guidelines. Not a direct order, but a self-quarantine guidelines. At this time, there is no federal or state guidance regarding how employees are to deal with the circumstances in items number 6, which is non-essential employees ordered to stay home, and number 8, that employee who says, I'm very uncomfortable getting out in society and I just don't want to come to work. We have nothing. Now, not in the report before you is new legislation which is anticipated to be signed tomorrow. It is part of the stimulus bill. There is an aspect of it that both the House and the Senate have agreed on, and that would give employees who are furloughed, in other words, sent home by their employers, up to 4 months of full pay. That full pay would come from the federal government. The employer would have to furlough the employee, not lay them off, and would have to maintain their health insurance and perhaps other benefits. Obviously, that's one of those things that there are going to be a lot of rules that have to be written about it and a lot of decisions that have to be made. But I think that one item potentially addresses most of what we're talking about here tonight. We wanted to bring this before you to answer your questions, to get your thoughts, and get any direction that the council may have for us on this matter. There is one other issue. Mr. Salisbury and I have been talking about it. The initial thought was if an employee doesn't have a choice and we send them home, the city sends them home, and they can't work, would the city pay that employee? Well, the thought is it's the right thing to do, but there is this little concept in the California Constitution called an unconstitutional gift of public funds. And when you pay money to an individual or individuals that is not paid to everybody else, but it is not earned, that has been determined to be an unconstitutional gift of public funds. So we may be in a position that we wouldn't be able to do that. Again, the federal legislation, if in fact it's signed tomorrow, would resolve a lot of those issues.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. Gary, questions, comments?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I do. I do have comments and thoughts and opinions on this. Having spent a life in public safety, these types of incidents occur. This is an unusual incident, as it's a virus. But you know, just to keep it real simple. Thank you, Mr. Hunt, for your detailed staff report. And these are very good questions raised that needed to be raised and need to be discussed. But last Friday, Chief Peabody held an all staff meeting here in this very council chambers, and almost all of the available city staff members were here. And I was. I was not surprised, but I was pleased and proud of the staff. What I saw and what I heard was a room full of dedicated City of Willows employees, ready and willing to move forward and conduct a people's business in light of the virus. And that's the way it should be. And I'm just proud to have, you know, proud and very thankful to have the city, the very competent, capable city staff that we have here. And that goes for all of the deemed essential and the very few deemed non-essential employees that work for the City of Willows. But with the reason I bring that up, and thank you, Chief, for allowing me to sit in on that meeting. And the reason I bring that up is I strongly believe that in all issues, in all different scenarios here that Mr. Hunt has laid out for us tonight, except in the case of item A8, which is if the employee voluntarily stays home from work without any direction to do so, I strongly feel that if city employees are forced to not be able to report to work for no fault of their own, that they should be compensated by the city, except for item 8, and if an employee decides for whatever reason to voluntarily stay home from work, whether, you know, whatever the case may be, I believe that employee should draw on vacation and sick leave accruals. But except for that, I feel that we should treat our employees right, and the City of Willows does treat their employees right and fully compensate them. But I also like to thank all of the entire crew for hanging in there and moving forward and conducting people's business. I'm very proud of them. So just to make it real simple, that's my recommendation. Thank you.
Sir Mello?
Yes, I've been waiting for this to be on the agenda. I thought it was going to be here a little sooner, but this time is a perfect time for it to be in the agenda. I think as a city, we should work with all our employees, do whatever we can, whatever is possible, to take care of our employees, to work with them, whether they can work at home or we just should work and help with all our employees. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Domenichini.
A few questions for staff. Well, first off, thank you for the excellent memo. It really laid things out. I appreciate that very much. As far as sick leave, personal leave, is that accrued on a calendar basis or a fiscal year basis?
For our full-time employees, our full-time benefit employees, any sort of compensated time off, whether it be vacation or sick leave or floating holidays, vacation and sick leave are compensated on a monthly basis. In keeping with recent California law regarding sick leave for part-time employees, where they earn an hour of sick leave for every 30 hours of service, they receive a ratable amount of sick leave based upon how many hours they work in every biweekly pay period, up to a maximum of 48 hours of sick leave, at which point in time our system does stop any further accrual at 48 hours. So that is how the accrual works. Full-time employees do also receive three floating holidays, which they receive the second pay period in January of each year. A new hire will receive a ratable amount of that at the time of their hire. So that's basically how our compensated absences work.
Okay. I was thinking really example number 8 is one of the big sticking points. An employee who chooses to stay home voluntarily. But also, Bob, you had mentioned under the California Constitution, the unconstitutional gift of public funds. That was in relation to, were you thinking item number 6? Is that what you were saying a moment ago?
Well, clearly item number 8 and potentially number 6.
Potentially, yeah, okay.
And just so you are aware, made the decision that those over 65 may stay on if they choose to do so. We do have several part-time employees that fall under that classification. So from the staff perspective, we would look at number 4 and number 6 as being interchangeable, where we have directed them to stay home.
And even part-time employees get the 2 weeks of paid leave that, under the legislation that President Trump signed a week or 10 days ago.
Yeah, and you...
If I may ask the city attorney, that 2 weeks of paid leave, is that through the use of the accrual, or is that...
No, it's actually part of the Family Medical Leave Act, and it is paid under... The FMLA. In fact, the legislation is called an emergency expansion of the Family Medical Leave Act. So it's something that you pay, and you can insist that they use sick leave. They may use vacation, but you can't require them to do so under the FMLA.
But under the FMLA, they can choose to use sick leave or vacation leave. Otherwise, it becomes an unpaid leave.
No. Under the FMLA, they must be paid sick leave. They must have the option of using vacation leave.
Okay.
And other than that, you're correct. It's unpaid leave. The FMLA basically is a job protection program, not a paid benefit.
Just from a practical perspective, what do we choose to do? Generally, our part-time employees work no more than maximum 19 hours a week. Maximum to still not accrue retirement benefits. And so if somebody does have 48 hours on the books of sick leave, they would have more than 2 weeks worth of pay at 19 hours per week. So whatever we ultimately choose to do, that would be a functional thing to do.
Okay, and then once again, Bob, you had mentioned about the stimulus package going through Congress.
Actually, it's going to be voted on tomorrow morning, and we believe that President Trump will sign it tomorrow. The information I have is that both the Senate and the House have certainly agreed on this 4 months of pay. There are other issues still, I think, pending, but I'm told that they have agreement, and they expect to vote on it and approve it tomorrow morning.
Would that 4 months, do you have any idea if that would apply to number eight, where an employee chooses to stay home?
My understanding is that it would not. The issue is, and the language used is to furlough. If an employee is furloughed, to me that means that is action by the employer, not the employee. Not unilateral action by the employee.
Okay. What I'm thinking in this discussion is that a lot of this is going to be moot in 2 days.
We hope,
but we have to do. Yeah, we have to plan for the unexpected, so to speak. Okay, that's all I have for now, Madam Mayor. Your
turn.
For
now.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to add to that. So we're just discussing this evening, correct?
We're just discussing. It's not an action item, but what we are looking for is direction to staff. Because we need to put this in some sort of policy format.
Okay.
And bring it back to council for approval. I had a question for Vice Mayor Hansen, and that is on the sick leave and the vacation for number eight. Ordinarily, if an employee is just absent without cause, that typically would be unpaid absence. To be paid, they have to be ill, or if they're gone long enough, they have to prove that they were ill and receiving treatment. Is it your thinking that under item number eight, those people who voluntarily stay home would be permitted to utilize sick leave or vacation accrual?
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up, Mr. Hunt. Yeah, in this instance, because this is an unusual circumstance, I feel that'd be the right thing to do. I realize, is the city policy 3 days on that? Is it 3 days? After 3 days, a doctor's note, basically. That's a good point. I was just looking at the overall package, and Bobby brought up pretty much every scenario that you know, one could think of here. I'm happy for that.
I'm as thorough as our city attorney has been, and no, we've not offered every scenario. That's a good potential to come up.
Well, everyone I can think off the top of my head right now, but you know, you strive for the best, and the result, you never know. But, you know, in my mind, I would, as I said, and Larry touched on it also, when an employee, you know, wants to go to work, tries to go to work but can't, you know, because of an order or whatever, the scenarios have pretty much been covered here except for eight. In my mind, if an employee voluntarily decides to stay home, they have accrued time on the books, whether it be CTO, vacation, sick leave, and in my mind, the net employee could use that time, burn that time down, maybe burn the vacation and CTO time down first before the sick leave, and then move on from there. And really, that'd be an administrative management decision, really, from the city, case by case, because this is an unusual situation. I don't know if that 3-day notice could be relaxed or not, you know, within the city policy. But in my mind, as I said before, if an employee, whether essential or non-essential, wants to go to work but can't because of this virus, you know, or circumstances surrounding the virus, the city should do the right thing and compensate that employee. If the employee decides not to come in to work voluntarily, I don't want to come into work, that's a different scenario. That's a different animal to me. And what I saw last Friday was a room full of dedicated city team members ready and willing to come in and go to work. Everybody that was in the room, including the small number of staff deemed non-essential. In this case, with this coronavirus situation, this pandemic that we're all dealing with, I strongly think that all of the city employees, the city team, should be fully compensated. It's no fault of their own if they can't come to work under any of these scenarios other than item A8. Okay, so did that answer your question, Bob?
I think it did, yes. I think we have to put out some sort of a policy memo. We have to come up with something and let the employees know where they stand. We can't do this ad hoc. So that's why this comes before you. I also want to point out that we don't know how long this emergency or how long this virus is going to last and how long it's going to impact, but there's always a delay. President Trump signed the legislation on March 18th. By federal law, it can't take effect with the 2 weeks of additional paid sick leave, or 12 weeks, by the way, for child caring purposes. That doesn't take effect until March 5th. You know, we've got almost at least 2.5 or 3 weeks from the time he started until March 5th. If today's legislation or tomorrow's legislation is approved and signed, are we going to have another 18-day delay on it? We don't know these things, but this is a very fast-moving circumstance that's changing day by day, and these lag times are impacting the decisions that you're making now.
Sure. This is fluid, Bob, as you mentioned. I mean, it changes hourly, you know, and Lord knows what'll come up tomorrow or tonight or whenever.
But I think you did give us adequate guidance that perhaps we can come up with something and bring it back to council for approval.
Councilmember Hanson, you're stating that unless it's item number 8, we're talking about compensating the employee but not charging any of their accruals.
That's correct.
Okay, thank
yes.
you. I want a clarification.
Yes, yeah, I wanted to be clear on that. Yeah.
Get it be placed on furlough.
Yeah, because, you know, Like, and that's why I mentioned Friday at the all staff meeting. I saw a room of people that just want to go to work and conduct the people's business, and that's commendable, and that's the way it should be. And I was very pleased and very proud of what I saw and heard that day. You know, in the event of item number A8, when an employee decides to voluntarily stay home without any direction to do so, I believe they should be that should come off their accrued time.
Would you be averse to instituting some call-in policy or check-in with their supervisor each day under that circumstance, so that if they were needed, they would be available?
Yeah, really, that'd be, you know, that'd be a management decision, something that the team could discuss. Sure, if there was remote work or something that could be done. Yeah, anything's possible. Like you say, Bob, this is fluid, and there's a lot of moving parts to this. But I just want to be adamant, just based on, you know, without being redundant here, you know, if an employee cannot come into work for no reason of the, you know, because they can't, they're ordered not to, you know, some type of a governor's order, executive order, or other situation, or any of the other items listed that you brought up here, Bob, except for item A8, they should be compensated, in my mind. They'd be doing the right thing and treating our staff the right way.
Well, we'll do the best we can, but please understand, under the shelter in place that the governor has currently instituted, which is number 5, there's very little difference between number 5 and number 8.
That's interesting. Interesting point.
So,
Mr. City Attorney, that's interesting.
It's a catch 22.
Yeah. I just want to, you know, I just want to put my thoughts out there, and whatever the, you know, my colleagues on the council, you know, feels the right thing to do. Those are my thoughts on it.
And they're appreciated. Thank you.
And that's just coming, you know, from what I would deem and term a dedicated public servant doing the right thing. Those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Well, and I agree with you, Gary. We need to make sure we take care of our employees because they're out there busting their humps for us all the time. And so, yeah, so I think you have your direction where we're going with this.
Sure, yeah.
Sometimes it seems so simple, doesn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Draw something up and bring it back to us, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Given that the two issues here, obviously given the fluidity of the situation, also time is of the essence on this issue. Once staff has worked with the city attorney to come up with such a policy, would council object to holding a special meeting versus waiting 3 weeks, because our next scheduled meeting is not for another 3 weeks, to conduct a special meeting to
absolutely
modify this? Okay, thank you.
But, you know, Madam Mayor, I just thought, Mr. Hunt and Mr. Salisbury, just thought of, Bob, you mentioned shelter-in-place order, but 95% or so of the, you know, the city team has been designated essential employees.
Yes.
Yeah, with a letter from Chief Peabody saying they're essential employees. So, yeah. That wouldn't that change that scenario with in reference to item A8? If an employee is deemed an essential employee and decides, no, I want to stay home? I'm just going to throw that out there.
I think it will, but I believe that's going to have to remain in the hands of the city manager, of
sure.
Management. That seems to be an item-by-item decision
sure.
How that's handled.
Sure, no. Just want to throw that out there. I agree, absolutely.
And we will watch the federal legislation very closely. This may all become moot tomorrow or the next day or the next day. So, you know, a lot of these questions might be resolved very quickly, we hope.
Hopefully. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
You're welcome.
I'm finished.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I think everyone wants me to be finished.
So we will move on to 8A, staff reports.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, just so everybody's aware, the City of Willows is in the EOC, which is activated at the Glenn County Health Department. We are actively working with the county and all of the partners involved with that. To manage this emergency. And I just want to remind everybody that this is going to be a long emergency, and it's going to be very painful to watch. You don't get to see people out and fighting fires or fighting the floods or any of that. So remember that we are in this state. Remind everybody to support your local businesses and keep going along. Our local businesses are still working and trying to adapt and improvise through this situation. That is one of the main reasons that the City of Willows is involved in the Emergency Operations Center is to for the economic development side of this and also the sustainability of our businesses. So as we are moving forward, we have it up on our website. There's a COVID-19, which is linked directly to the EOC. All of the information is coming out through the health department, and that is where we get in our information for our citizens and that. So please check out the city's webpage, which has got a direct link to the COVID-19 website from the county EOC. With that, do apologize, our libraries are closed, but our public works are still out working. We have fire, we have law enforcement, medical is still responding. City Hall is closed to the public. However, we will have by appointments for our building department, and we will, business is still working accordingly. Phones are available, and as always, email as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to 8B.
Hang on, I'm sorry.
Mr. Salisbury.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just wanted to inform council that the Proposition 218 public hearing notices will be mailed on Thursday. Just kind of wanted to give you a heads up that, and it does include an additional attachment that lets the public know that we're still scheduled for May 21st, but as the situation arises, we may need to postpone that meeting, and then gives the recipient of this notice instructions on where they can look to see if we have postponed the meeting. So just wanted to make you all aware of that. As mailings will go out on Thursday.
Thank you. Okay, 8B Council Reports. We'll start with Gary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Actually have no meetings to report on because everything's been canceled.
Right.
Except for our city council meeting. But we're moving into the Glen Groundwater Authority. I'm a member of the Budget Ad Hoc Committee, and we're going to move forward online first and not have a meeting in person, but we're just starting on that for next fiscal year's budget. But other than that, just thank you, Chief Peabody, for the OEA, Office of Emergency Services EOC updates, much appreciated. And just want to thank and commend our city team members at all levels, executive team on down, for the good work that they're doing out there during this virus outbreak. So good work. Keep up the good work. Stay safe. Be healthy. Thank you very much. And just let the city team know that they've got full support of the city council. I think I can confidently say that. So anyway, thank you. That's all I had, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Mello?
I have nothing.
Mr. Domenigini?
One item, just I was disappointed to read in the Valley Mirror the other day that Jody Samen's job was not renewed at the county level on a 3-2 vote by the supervisors. I think that's unfortunate. I think she's done a lot of good for the county, economic development-wise. So,
yeah, I agree.
That's it.
Okay, I don't really have anything other than I want to thank the citizens, staff also, and the employees of the city. People have really been trying to do the right thing here and stay away from each other and do the whole social distancing. I know it's very hard on everybody. Kids are home and mom's home with the kids all day. But we just need to keep doing what we're doing. We don't have any reported viruses in Glen County. Let's keep it that way. And with that being said, we will adjourn this meeting at 7:52.